The Ontario Provincial Police have resurrected the cadet program, something that has gone by the wayside for years. The Picton Detachment in Prince Edward County has their first recruit, Katrina Royer, who has completed her first year at the Police Foundation's program at Loyalist College in Belleville. Katrina has been interested in policing from a young age, and the cadet program gives her the opportunity to experience policing firsthand, learn, and determine if law enforcement will be her chosen career path. Cadet Katrina Royer and Officer Nikki Cordingley tell us more.
Good morning. My name is Katrina Royer, and I'm a cadet with Prince Edward County OPP.
My name is Constable Nikki Cordingley. I am the Community Engagement Officer and Media Relations Officer with Prince Edward County OPP.
Is this the first time that there's been a cadet in this detachment?
I believe so, yes. The goal is kind of to have one per detachment at least, so It's, you know, a constant moving program. It's only a one-year program, can be a two-year, so, you know, as cadets hopefully get hired on, they phase other people through to kind of get that experience.
So tell me, how did you become interested in all of this?
So I've been interested in policing for a long time, actually. I have some family in the OPP. So before I was working as a detachment admin clerk, so that's the person at the front desk, answer the phones, and help people at the front. So that was in Northumberland. Then I actually decided I wanted to go back to school. So I'm at Loyalist College doing the Police Foundation's program. But the problem was I actually couldn't do the admin clerk position while I was still in school. But the cadet program actually gives you the opportunity to work part-time during the school year, and then once it's summer, goes back up to full time. So that was kind of how I decided to do the cadet program. It's, like I said, it's a one-year program, can be 2 years, so it's perfect for while you're in school.
So how did you find out about this?
So I found out about it actually just on the OPP.ca website. They always have their postings on different careers and all of that, and I just looked one day and I saw the cadet program. I was interested. I talked to few of my colleagues at the time, and they were kind of saying, yeah, it's a kind of new kind of project that they brought back from a long time ago. So yeah, I was super excited and put in my application.
How long is the police program at Loyalist?
So that's a two-year program.
Mm-hmm. And you're where with that?
So I've completed my first year. I'm just on my summer break right now. Then I have one more year to go. So halfway done.
Yeah. And then I guess you could apply to OPP, or will you automatically get into OPP, or how does that work? Apply to it?
So, yeah, I do have to reapply, but what's nice about the cadet program is a lot of the applications that I've had to do is actually quite similar to the constable applications. So I've had just a lot of experience, not even just working as a cadet, but also the whole application process. It's really given me, you know, a good idea of what I'm going to be seeing in the future as well.
So what does a cadet do?
So we have a bunch of different roles. It's not really specifically laid out. It's mostly what your detachment commander would like you to do. So me personally, I help at the front desk. I answer phones. I also help with fingerprints. So I do both civil and criminal fingerprints. And probably my favorite thing that I get to do is go out on patrol with officers. So whenever they get to go to calls, I can just join along, see how they handle it, get that experience. I'm actually allowed to drive cruisers as well, so if we need to drop them off at shops, then that's pretty nice. Another thing is I do have access to our police system, so I can take very minor calls. So, for example, if someone, you know, found a lost credit card or something, they bring it to the detachment. Instead of taking that time away from officers, I can actually just take that report myself and complete that.
Wow. Yeah, so, drive a cruiser.
Yeah, a lot of different things.
Wow, yeah. Katrina.
She does a lot of stats for us as well. Yeah. I feel like we're constantly emailing her for stats on impaireds and intimate partner violence. So, yeah, she's amazing.
What other interests do you have?
What other interests? I like doing kickboxing.
Really?
Yeah. I've done kickboxing for quite a few years. It was actually my one friend that introduced me to it. I've been doing it for about 4 years, I think. And just this year, I started doing a little bit of jiu-jitsu as well. So that's kind of another thing I do on the side. Love doing that. It's great. Really like just reading and stuff. stuff like that.
Well, those activities are going to come in handy. Oh, yeah, I wish sure. as an OPP officer in the future. So now, when you're finished here as the cadet and you're finished your college program and apply, you still have to do the police training at Aylmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Everybody has to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me and get some information out?
I think I would just say, like, the cadet program, I think, is fantastic. Like, I look at someone like Katrina, and she's getting all of this experience prior to applying to the OPP. And I think, you know, it can give individuals a chance to get into the program and say, okay, is this something I really want to do? Having the experience here and getting to do some things, and then that will help them decide. But also, I think it sets her up for success when she makes that application and is going to be successful. So
I'll just highly recommend the cadet program. I think it's given me just a lot of experience to be able to learn more and hopefully help me in my application in the future.
Just by looking at you, you love it. You love this cadet program, and both of you work together very well. I can see that. Really wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.